kind of wood fence. A wood fence.
Picket fence is a wood fence. Also a redwood fence.
Uh-huh. Do you know any other names?
Rail fence.
Uh-huh.
I guess that's it.
Have you ever heard of a fence and then an extension you might build up over the fence, above the fence, top rail to save lumber while keeping the fence high enough to hold in the big cattle? Have you ever heard of that kind of fence? You know, the little extra part that they put up?
I've seen it. I'm trying to think. But I've seen that kind of fence in driving, but I can't think of what you would call it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When you set up a barbed wire fence, you might dig holes in the, what?
In the ground?
And you dig it for the holes. Posts, yes.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call a fence? A wall made of loose stone, a rock you might remove from a field, you know, take those stones. What kind of fence would you call that?
Well, I guess
what would you call it?
You could call it a retainer wall, or you could call it a rock wall.
Okay. What term would you use in describing your best dishes?
China?
Yes. Did you ever see an egg made out of this?
China. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What would you say? What would you call that egg?
I generally would call it a glass egg. But I suppose if it's made of China, the proper name would be a China egg.
What would you use to carry water in?
A pail.
And would it be made out of wood or metal?
Well, I've seen them made out of wood, metal, plastic.
Well, what about, milk? Would you carry milk in the same type of utensil?
I know milk is being carried in a wooden container, and generally you call that a wooden bucket.
Do you know any different kinds of buckets?
What do you mean? You mean the material they're made from?
Yes.
Well, metal, yeah, tin, wood, plastic, maybe even glass.
Would you say that a tin vessel is different from a bucket? Would you say that a pail and a bucket is different? In what way?
Mm.
If you think that they are different.
I really think they are the same thing. I think it just depends on what one person calls as opposed to what another person calls.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What kind of bucket might you keep in your kitchen to throw scraps for pigs if you had a pig?
I believe a wooden bucket would be a good one. You can find one nowadays.
And a lot of people would call that... Do you know another name for it?
A garbage can?
I guess you could use a garbage can for that.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of slop bucket?
I've heard of slop bucket or slop pail, and I've heard slop used many times when people refer to pigs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where do you fry your eggs in?
A frying pan.
What is it made of?
Well, generally it's made of iron, but they have other kinds. It's all made of other kinds of metal.
Uh-huh. Did you have one with legs? Have you ever seen one with legs and that they use in the old-fashioned fireplace?
No, I haven't.
You haven't? Okay. What about something big and black that people used to have out in the backyard that they might use for heating up water to boil? That clothes?
Mm-hmm. I've seen those. That's a big pot.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen anybody use it for something different than just boiling?